Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to step four of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula. This is your host, Denise Duffield-Thomas. Who else? And I want to send you a big hug across time and space because I know you are doing amazing things in the world. And I am so honored to help you take everything to the next level. I'm also really excited for what's happening in your life right now because I know that putting these steps into place and just following them in a very practical way means that you'll be able to manifest everything and anything on your dream board. Just go through this course again for each of your goals and you'll get new lessons every time. So, step four of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula is to take inspired action. It doesn't mean that you haven't been taking action over the last couple of steps of going through this course. It's just that this step is going to be focused more on implementation and doing some really inspired action. We might even get into some of the nitty-gritty, really, of what you want to achieve and going into the practicalities of it. I mean, what's the next step? What do you do next? So what is really an inspired action? Now, this is not writing a to-do list. It's not just doing something because you feel like you have to. It's really the next logical step, and it's something that is going to create amazing things in the world. Inspired action completely drives you forward, and so therefore it can bring up a lot of stuff. So as always, during this step, like every other step, as things come up for you, do some journaling, do some EFT, write out your affirmations, or maybe you need to add some people or situations to your forgiveness list. Now remember, forgiving yourself can be hard, but forgive yourself if you procrastinate, if you feel like things are a little bit tough for you right now, or if you're not quite taking the action that you feel like you want to do. In that case, go back and declutter. You don't have to even stop taking action to go back and declutter. You can just do it as you go. Now, in the bonus section, don't forget to listen to a really great interview I did with Naomi Findlay, who is a home stylist and interior decorator. And she does amazing things. I've seen her work. I've actually been to a house auction, and as soon as I stepped in, I knew it was Naomi who styled it. So I had a call with her, which is part of your bonuses, about all the emotional stuff around decluttering and some ideas about how you can make your space really work for you and be really inspiring and take it to the next level. So that's really what this step is about as well. It's about taking it to the next level. You've spent three steps now dealing with some of that emotional journey, deciding what you want to achieve, surrounding yourself with positivity. And at this stage in the course, I sometimes get feedback from people saying that they're feeling really overwhelmed, or they're feeling guilty, or Denise, I'm really behind. I haven't done all of the exercises. And you know what, gorgeous? Just be really gentle with yourself. You don't have to do everything. There's no need to do every exercise 110%. And you might have heard it before. It's like, well, why wouldn't you want to do things 100% if not 110, 150? Well, you know what? It really isn't necessary. It's just part of your story that you have to be perfect and you have to work really, really hard to achieve outrageous success. And that is bullshit. So you can be gentle with yourself. You can honor your journey. And don't forget, you've got this course forever. You can listen to this recording again and again and take it to the next level every time. I remember I bought a course from Ali Brown in maybe 2009. And I got so much out of it when I listened to it in 2009. And then I put it away on my shelf and I kind of forgot about it. And then last year, I pulled it out again and I started listening to it, put it in my car and listened to it over and over again. And I got completely different things from it. I got deeper insights, but also I was in a completely different space. So I heard it from a different space. And I really took different things out of it. So just to know that anytime in the future, you have got this course forever. You can redo these steps again and it will reinforce it for you every time. And you might have put me away for a couple of years and you'll pull me out again and you'll be like, hey, Denise. And maybe even just hearing my voice takes you back into that space of being an amazing manifester. Think of it just like an anchor, a reminder of everything that you're doing in your life at the moment. So do you remember what I said about there is the best book that's ever written and it is your journal? And it is the same thing with this course. I'm not being arrogant at all, but this can be the best course you've ever purchased. It can be the best course you've ever listened to and the best course you've ever done, because it's about you and it's about your situation and you growing as a person and giving yourself permission to grow and change to the next level. So as we're talking all about action in this step, I've got a quote for you, which is, every day do something that will inch you closer to a better tomorrow. And that's by Doug Feuerbohr, I think his name is. Now, I don't actually know who he is, but I just love that quote. So listen to it again. Every day, do something that will inch you closer to a better tomorrow. And that's what we're working for, isn't it? You know, today is going to be great. Today is wonderful. And we want more of what we already have. But tomorrow is going to be even better. Now, this is not about waiting and having a crap life now so you can have an amazing life in the future. It's not about that at all. You cannot manifest from a place of poverty and lack and negativity. You can only manifest from a place of positivity, feeling gratitude for the abundance that you already have, and then you're going to attract more of what you already have. So I want you to have that certainty that every action that I take is bringing me to a better tomorrow. So on that note, put your hand on your heart and do my favorite affirmation. Take a deep breath. I'm ready for the next step. It's my time. Do it the other way. It's my time and I'm ready for the next step. Now take a great big deep breath and we will do a meditation in a moment, but you could still do that if you're sat in your car and you're at a traffic light. Just take that deep breath and go, it's my time. I'm ready for the next step. And that's the place where you need to be. Remember, right down in your gut, in that feeling place, because that's the place where it all starts to manifest. The feelings attract everything into your life. The thoughts don't, the feelings do. And of course, we're going to talk about action today and how action creates amazing things in your life as well. But it's not just action. It's inspired action. It's action that inspires a particular feeling or emotion in your life and magnetizes you, attracts you to opportunities and your goals to just come sucking to you like you have a magnet attached to you. So here's what we're going to cover today. We're going to talk about how to take inspired action without creating major upsets in your life, without creating drama, without chucking in your job, without alienating your friends and family, unless you want to, of course, that's totally fine. We're going to talk about how to easily decide which step to take next, how to pull opportunities towards you, how to start building a success team around you now, even if you can't afford it, and then how to balance quality time in all areas of your life just to make sure that you're not burnt out and cranky pants. And I'm also just going to share some time management and productivity tips as well that I use to make sure I actually get some stuff done. Now, make sure you check out the bonuses as well, because I'll be sharing some other tips and tricks about how I make my life easy. Now, remember in step 3, we talked about making those good vibrations automatic. And we can make some of these action steps automatic as well. All of these things, everything here, helps you to create your own reality in the real world. And that's what step 4 is all about. It's about the real world that you can start to mold and shape to suit you and you alone. It's not selfish. It won't cause other people's lives to fall apart. And you have permission to create it exactly the way you want it. So has anyone ever said to you, the world doesn't revolve around you? And actually, I was thinking about it the other day because I've had people say that to me before. Denise, the world doesn't revolve around you, you know. And you know what, gorgeous? I'm here to tell you, it actually does revolve around you, because your reality is the only one that really matters 100% to you. Your reality revolves around your thoughts and feelings, around your preferences, your desires, your goals, and the actions that you take every day in the real world. So your reality does revolve around you. and the universe is waiting to see what you're going to do next, so it can rearrange itself to suit you and your preferences and goals. And remember, if you are really vague about those things, then the results in your reality is going to seem really random. But the universe is nothing like being random. It is always deliberate, and it's always asking you exactly what you want. So of course, we know the problem from that in step two is decide what we want, is that most of our desires and preferences are unspoken. So the universe is rearranging itself, but it's so random because you're changing your mind all the time, or you're giving conflicting information, conflicting requests, or you're sabotaging yourself. So the more you can go through that process of decluttering, constantly deciding what it is that you want, surrounding yourself with that positivity, and giving yourself space to dream and desire, everything is going to be so easy for you to then get into action. So have you noticed that action isn't step one or two? It's not even three. It's step four for a reason. And it's because when most people get into action without all the other stuff, things start to fall apart. Breakdowns occur. Friends and families might get a little bit jealous, or they might start acting strangely, so they'll sabotage you. Or maybe things start to happen and they're too good, so you start doubting yourself, or you feel guilty that everything is happening so easily and effortlessly. And we all know the Nike slogan, just do it. And how many times have you thought, why can't I just do it? Why can't I just get into action straight away? And the truth is, gorgeous, that if you go into action without all the other stuff, you will find it much harder. And you might start to sabotage yourself. Then you'll lose confidence, and then you'll just think, well, the universe is random anyway. Why should I even bother? But you know what? Going through those exercises that we've gone through before in that order, it means that hopefully this step will be a little bit easier for you, and you'll be able to take action in a much more inspired way and get quicker results. Challenges will still come up. I'm not going to lie about that. But now you know some amazing tools to deal with them in the moment, and they don't have to derail you or, worse, send you backwards. So we're always going to start, as we do, with a very quick sitting practice. Now, if you're in the car, feel free just now to press the forward button and you'll go on to the next track and we'll start straight away. But for everybody else, just put down everything that you're playing with, computer, TV, the distractions, and just give yourself the gift of time and space with nothing else to do. And just take a deep breath in and out. Feel yourself becoming free of any thoughts, feelings, worries, stresses, insecurities, or anxieties about doing it right. Just let it go and relax. Let go of any overwhelm or insecurity that you're not doing it right, that you're not on track, that this is too easy or too hard. Let that go. You can always pick it up again later, like a heavy backpack. But for now, just let it go. And now, in that space that you're creating by letting all of that go, just take a moment to smile and to replace that with just a little bit of humor and gratitude that life is so funny and the world does revolve around you. And isn't it funny what we create sometimes? All the different things that you thought were random. The situations, drama, opportunity, the good and the bad. And isn't it funny that we've created that moment? So just feel the lightness of life. We don't have to take things so seriously. One more deep breath in and out. Now, still with your eyes closed, reach up with your arms above your head and have a big stretch. Have a yawn if you need to. Rotate your shoulders. Rotate your wrists. Give your hands a shake. And let's get into step number 4.